Well, in less than a week, New York Democrats will be heading to the polls to decide who they want to run to succeed Andrew Cuomo as state attorney general. All five candidates vying for the Democratic Party nomination will debate on the Brian Lehrer Show later today. And with us now to offer a preview is WNYC's Bob Henley. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So, you know, the candidates have been at it for months now. In such a crowded field of relative unknowns, how have the candidates tried to stand out?
Well, each one, based on their own bio, has tried to run against the so-called corrupt, dysfunctional Albany status quo. So for former federal prosecutor turned trial lawyer Sean Coffey and former insurance superintendent Eric DeNalo, who worked closely with Elliot Spitzer when he was attorney general, that's a little easier because they've never run for elective office before. For State Senator Eric Schneiderman and veteran Assemblyman Richard Brodsky, that's a tougher pirouette. But they're both emphasizing their reputations as Albany reformers. For Schneiderman, that means he's going to emphasize the fact that he helped expel State Senator Hiram Montserrat after his conviction related to the altercation with his girlfriend. And as for Nassau DA Rice, she's pointing out she's not a creature of Albany and that she's got a record as a tough prosecutor.
Are there core issues that have been raised? Are there any ideas that have emerged that could actually result in any concrete change?
One thing that's happened is the primary debate has highlighted that the way in which the current laws limit the ability of the Attorney General to go after political corruption cases. The AG currently needs a sign-off from the governor, an elected post, or from a county district attorney to step in, another elected post. And since the governor and county DAs all have to raise campaign cash and go for votes, they may be reluctant to go after fellow politicians. So there's a sense that perhaps New York State, just by its very structure, is unable to clean house. So there's a thought that, and if you look at the actual big cases that have been brought, invariably, Sotirios, they've been brought by U.S. federal attorneys. So the thought is here that perhaps they will strengthen the power of the AG to more unilaterally go after political corruption.
Now, you know, pollsters and analysts are predicting a low turnout, which is not unusual for a primary election. What does that mean, you know, for the candidates and the outcome?
Well, it puts a real premium on identifying who your voters are and then having the wherewithal to turn those voters out. And then on top of that, you have to have a ground game at all the polling sites to spot procedural problems that could crop up, say like with the city's new balloting system we've been talking about. And for that, you have to have the legal backup on top of all of this to go into court at a moment's notice to get quick relief.
And, you know, whichever Democrat prevails, they'll be facing Republican Staten Island DA Dan Donovan. Is it too early to tell what that race will be like and what issues might emerge there?
Well, first of all, it's important to remind people we have had Republican attorney generals, Jacob Davits, Louis Lefkowitz, and more recently, Dennis Vacco. One major scenario would be if attorney general endorses one of the five Democrats before the primary, before voters weigh in, then Donovan, the Republican from Staten Island, who's got a pretty good reputation as a criminal prosecutor, he could be expected to make the case that if voters, as current polls indicate they're going to do, put Cuomo in position as governor with all that power, that they might want to have cover their bets, if you will, and have a attorney general from the opposing party. That's one scenario.
Wow. Thank you so much, Bob.
Thanks.
WNYC's Bob Henley. The debate begins at 11 this morning, broadcast from WNYC's Green Space, and you can hear it live or watch a live webcast at WNYC.org.